Good morning, as we starting a new chapter of the journey, as we read last week from Psalm 122 about the people, travelers, a group of people who just start a journey with a lot of fear and concern about their journey. And before we go deep into this psalm, I want to warn you about two things. It's very hard to hear the word of Jerusalem, and cannot think about the modern-day Jerusalem today. So to be fair, we need to put this away before we go to the depth of this place. The second thing is, why is this place very important, essential to these people? And I can understand, as Protestant, it's very hard for us to think about sites that holy and very important for people. So two things, as before we go deeper, just be worried about. We want to understand why this place was really very important. First, most biblical scholars agree that Psalm was written after the exile. And as you heard this term many times, but I'm going to remind you about what that means, the word exile. The Jewish people were taken to a foreign land where they lived there for 70 years. They felt like any human being who was away from their homeland. They were homesick and also spiritually were in need for a place to provide hope on their journey. They dreamed to be there and to be there with somebody. But remember, the people who were there in the exile, many of them were born, some of them died before they go back to the dreamland. So some of them has no connection with the word Jerusalem except the good words and the conversation they heard about Jerusalem. But they never saw it by eyes. They didn't experience it. They didn't touch Jerusalem. They didn't really understand the meaning of being in the holy place and the holy temple. They listened to the anger of the older people to go back and worship and to practice their religion freely and fully. Maybe it's hard for us to understand why Jerusalem was such a big deal for the Jews in the past. But to refresh your memory, here are some things to remind us why it was important. Jerusalem has been the holiest city in Judaism, and for the whole generations, it was the spiritual homeland of Jewish people since the beginning of Judaism. It holds a lot of good memories. One of the top memories is the story about Abraham offering Isaac as a sacrifice to God in Genesis 22 and verse 2, when God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." And also, to visit Jerusalem was a command from God in Deuteronomy when he said to visit and worship in the place that God will choose. "For the Lord God blesses you with produce and blesses the work of your hands, and you shall rejoice." And the most important piece is David's is being the iconic figures for the old ancient Judaism, and especially the state of Jerusalem. King David captured Jerusalem and his desire to build a Jewish temple there. And it's described in the book of Samuel and the book of Psalms. Many of King David's yearning about Jerusalem have been adopted into popular prayers and songs. David was dreaming to build the first temple, and with his hope is feeling like, if me as a human being, I can live in a palace in a nice place like that, so God deserves a better place than that. But God understand his desire and told him, "Because your hand is really mixed with blood, you cannot build my house. But your son will complete the mission." The first temple, known as the Temple Mount today, was built by King Solomon, the son of David. But when the Babylonians captured the city 580 BC, they destroyed the temple and they sent the Jews to exile. They didn't only destroy the temple, but they destroyed the walls, because the temple and the wall, they were the most important things for the Jews. So all the worshipers could not understand what that means to go back and worship in the house of the Lord. They heard about it, but today they understand we are there, we're standing there. Jerusalem is an important place to Jews because according to Jewish tradition, Jerusalem has been the center of their national life for more than 3,000 years, since the conquest by King David. It was the capital city of Judea under the descendants of David. And the last thing to remember, and I think if we know some Jews, we'll see many Jews still practice that until today. Jews outside Jerusalem have to pray facing the direction towards Jerusalem. And a famous statement you hear from Jews, next year in Jerusalem. Or the last one, even when they bury their own people until today, they have to face toward Jerusalem. So Jerusalem in the past, in the present, and in the future is a very important piece for them. But for these people we're talking about long time ago, in Psalm 122, we learned about the fear of being on the road, but at the same time they were able to turn to God as the source of peace and security. When they remember that God is the creator who creates and keeps engaging in, with his creation. In Psalm 122, we can see the extreme joy when they approach the holy city and when they realize the joy of being in the house of the Lord. It was a significant moment for them to see what was really in our head and what we heard wasn't just really a wishful thinking, but now we're really touching it as a reality. It was a significant moment because it unified them with others. The miracle of this joy is helped them to forget the pain of the journey, as we mentioned last week, and gave them the power to stand. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. You can see how much they have to be tired from the journey, physically, but because of the excitement of being there, they even forgot their physical pain. They are standing firmly and strongly and wondering and touching and feeling this is a great moment. And this is remind me of when we find the connection between what we see, this is the powerful thing. And I remember how many times I went to ancient Egyptian sites in Egypt and I really didn't care. But I remember when I went with some scholars from McCormick and start to explain what's on the Egyptian pharaonic temples and find the connection between how we understand the Bible, and when I found the connection between my faith and my recent life and this ancient history, then I start to be excited and find my eyes open and my heart is open. So when we find the connection between the past and the present and the future, that's where we find there is a rule for us and there is a place for us. In verse 3, the psalmist turned around to see the crowd that came from far, far away. And he's telling us about the beauty of unity that was formed through the misery and hope. The writer used an image that was known to every Jewish when he said, Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. He meant it literally and spiritually. As the temple was source of pride for Jews, also the wall that reflect being secured was also a source of pride as a Jewish person. But when the Babylonian invade the city, they destroy the temple and the wall. And when Nehemiah returned to build the wall again, it was not an easy mission, but he invited the whole nation to work together. Their need to face the problem became the mission that bound them together, and building the wall wasn't just only to finish the wall, but to bring them together, to build each other through the spirit that lead them to know each other more than learn about how to work together closer and even how to handle each other better. This was a new way to see the journey of every Jew to the temple as something was commanded by God, but also it was a reminder of unity between the tribes that were divided for different reasons. It's a reminder for us today too. When we come to meet God in worship, it's not a place where we need to hide from our mission and our work to be involved in the society. It's a place where we can charge our spiritual need, charge our soul and our body and our minds to go out and spread the hope and love for people. This is not a place to hide. This is a place to be fed and to gain power and strength. When we come to worship on Sunday morning, this is a place where we need to find hope when we feel hopeless. And this is a place where we feel like this is an end of a journey. This is the place when we feel the journey is not over. There is always a new chapter we can start. Unity is a great destination that included in this psalm. But this great destination included a great challenge with many blessings. As we know, we hear this a lot about misery needs company. But if misery was the exile for the Jewish people, or if misery was being vulnerable on the road and everybody's afraid, but now the travelers were in a better place. There is no misery. They are fine. They are safe. They can enjoy their time. There is no much need rationally to each other as they were in the exile and in the road. But the psalmist is reminding them about the center of creating safe community is where justice applies to everybody. And when people feel they are treated equal with respect, then peace will be the product of justice. And the psalmist puts justice as the top value that kept their society united and peaceful. He reminded them the difference between David's thrones and the others is not we are better, but because we can do things different. Not because our system is better, we have judges and others have not. Or we have a state and the other does not. Or we have a democratic system and others does not. It's about how we do things. Everybody, every nation around, around Judea, they know how to rule. They even have ancient states. But the difference God has told them, when you start the idea of having thrones, is to establish justice and to keep justice in the center. And in other words, these thrones were exist to do justice and not to gain power above others. If we need to remember anything about Jerusalem, it's about a city that built and should be always an icon for justice. And the summary of the psalm is the fruit of justice is unity, and the fruit of unity is peace. And the word peace, as we all know, is shalom. And it is the same word that why Jerusalem or Jerusalem is a city of peace. It was named because of the main characters, the main value, the main hope of this city to stand on a hill and being a city of peace and justice and safety for everybody. The psalmist is reminding us today, prayer is the source that keeps us not being ignorant and arrogant, not being full of ourselves when we do something, and not also not being shameful of ourselves when we cannot approach something. The prayer that keeps us from really being the best enemy of ourselves. The prayer that keeps us as a mirror that reflects and helps us to see there are more you can do. This is not, the destination is not over. You just finished one chapter of your journey, but there is a lot of excitement. There is a lot of good things coming on. The psalmist reminding us to pray to keep the source of peace and justice, to keep us from being prejudiced to others, and to keep us to be fair as much as we can. The peace that makes people experience not only peace from the towers and the walls and the checkpoints, but the peace that comes within ourselves, the inner peace. The peace that really helps us to create a better outside society, even when the outside is full of anger and hate and killing and all these bad news we hear every day on the TV. But the peace that nobody can take from us, because it's with us, and it's the connection between us and God. Peace that makes people move from being strangers to be called as a family and friends. And when the writer said relatives and friends, he really referred to people who started the journey together. And when they started the journey, they were strangers. They didn't know each other. But by the end of this journey, he found the benefit of being on the road. He called them friends. He called them relatives. You are not any more foreigners. We are together in this. And God called us to be united when we can practice justice. And as we see this, the real city right now today in Jerusalem, 2013, is far away from the old city we hear in the Old Testament, and is far away from the one we hear in the New Testament and the Revelation. But I think this is not to make us disappointment, but to make us to say there is always a new beginning, and there is a way we can be better. And the way we can do that by coming together, worshiping together in the house of the Lord. Amen.